As the last of the players' visas get approved, more international talent is joining the Vancouver Football Club roster, and that is solidifying the still relatively new but energized Langley-based team, said their coach. That was never more apparent than during a 1-1 tie game in Calgary last weekend against the Cavalry FC, where head coach Afshin Goadby said the team, a mix of aspiring, disciplined young players and seasoned athletes, really gelled. It's a synergy he's never seen before with this team, but it was incredibly apparent during the first half of last Friday's game, as well as during practices this week, Goadby commented. Maybe it was the best 45 minutes we've ever played, said the coach. There are a few more players still waiting for their visas. He said he's confident the younger players will keep growing and improving, but the addition of some of these foreign players, he believes will end up being game changers, making the team more competitive going forward. It's leaving him optimistic for VFC's future. You saw a glimpse of it in the first 45 minutes. If we can bring that kind of a spirit and that kind of quality to all our matches, we're going to be very, very successful, he elaborated. So yes, I'm very happy with the team we have. I'm very excited about the future of this club, and I feel that we are going to be the football factory that we've been talking about, where players from our organization will be going to the highest level of the game. The most recent member to join the team is a 23-year-old attacking midfielder from Brazil, Juan Batista, who arrived in time to suit up for the Salish Sea Derby match this weekend between VFC's Eagles and their provincial rivals from Vancouver Island. Juan is an exciting talent who brings the kind of attacking spirit and imagination that fans love to watch, said Goadby. He has the potential to be a real difference maker for us, and we're excited to see him integrate into the team quickly. Saying his team is turning a significant corner in its growth, the coach reiterated his enthusiasm for this week's home game, and all the others to follow this season. I've always believed that in this project because I believe in the spirits of what we're trying to do. I believe in trying to grow the game in Canada and grow a football club from bottom up. And so, I came to this project knowing that it was going to be very difficult at the beginning. But I believe we've reached a tipping point, Goadby said. We're not happy where we are in the table, he admitted, referencing VFC's seventh place ranking out of eight teams. But he's convinced that's about to turn around. The derby against the visiting Pacific FC will be held on Saturday, April 26, at Willoughby Community Park, next to Langley Events Center. I do expect it to be a very exciting match, because both teams will play to win, said Goadby. Tickets to all of Vancouver's home matches, including this weekend's derby, can be purchased online through www.canpl.ca/VancouverFC or directly on ShowPass. That match will launch Langley Footy Fest, a historic weekend for soccer in Langley that will see all four of British Columbia's professional soccer teams represented at Willoughby Stadium, alongside the landmark League One home openers for Langley United FC's men's and women's teams on Sunday, April 27. Related. Nicholas Mosqueda is back and VFC has him. Read more. Video. A tie for Vancouver FC against Calgary.